world of gold is instruments of creativity and transformation. Without this world was nothing made. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Oluide, as it brings you into the reality of God's knowledge with utmost simplicity and clarity.
Now let's continue the part two of what we are doing.
Giving
and receiving, the promises of giving and receiving taught by Jesus.
Alkawali na payaswa da karba wanda. Yesu ya koya.
I try to deal with what to give and why you should give, right? Why is because God owns what to have. Now, what you should give is both your finance and your resources. Because God is your source.
Now
we are going to look at how to give. We have known what to give. Why we should give. Now we are going to see how do we give that we will receive harvest. We have many giving today that does not attract harvest. We are going to look into that briefly. And trust God. That you will understand. And trust God. That you will respond. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Second Corinthians chapter 9.
Corinthians chapter 2, sura
we are going to read verse 6 down to 10. The promises of giving and receiving taught by Jesus Christ.
But this I say,
he we swear sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he who soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Verse 7. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. How do we give? Not grudgingly or of necessity. Not grudgingly or of necessity. And that is the giving that we see today. But the word of God taught us how to give. Not grudgingly or of necessity.
Karma
for
Allah.
God loveth a cheerful giver.
Karma Allah ta koya mana cewa kada mu bayar.
Verse 9. And verse 8 now. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Verse 10. Let me be done with mine, then you read it.
It's okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. As it is written, he had dispersed abroad. He had given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now, he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. What did God multiply? The seed that you sow. He does not multiply your harvest. He multiplies the seed so that you get enough harvest. These are spiritual law. You can read for them. Verse 6 to 10.
Sura tara aya shida tana cewa amma wannan nake fada wanda yake shifka da koro zai girbe wanda ke shifka da yalwa kuma zaya girbe kowane mutum shi aika bisa ga yadda ya anita a zuciyarsa ba da cicicewa ba ba kuwa kamar ta dole ba gama Allah yana son mai bayaswa da dadin rai Allah kuwa yana da iko ya sa dukan alheri shi ya waita zuwa gare ku domin ku yayin da kuke da wadata kullum cikin kowane abu ku yalwata zuwa kowane kyakkyawan aiki aya tara kamar yadda an rubuta ya warwasa ya bayas ga talakawa adalcin sa ya tabbata har abada shi kuma wanda yana kawo iri ga mai shuka da hatsi domin abinci zaya kawo irin ku na shifka ya riba ban yashi kuma shi hawhawar diyan adalcin ku
is what we bless graciously
bare ubangiji ya sama magana ta sa
responding to giving and receiving make you to live a life of abundance
sani da kuma aikata bayaswa zai saka ka sami ci gaba a rayuwa
understanding giving and receiving make you to live a life of abundance
sani da bayaswa da karba zai saka kai rayuwa cikin wadata
do you understand now
kun gane abin da nake faɗi
I said something God does not need your seed
na faɗi wani abu cewa ubangiji ba ya bukatan
you need his harvest
amma kana bukatan girbin sa
You know, in order to teach us management, God says, okay, in everything I give you, give me 10%. He's simply teaching you a management. And he said, if you are not faithful in that which is little.
That's why I
say, the least expression of our faith is in giving. Giving of your resources, giving of your material to what is due for.
Kankanin nuna alaman banga sukiyar mu yana cikin bias won mu ne.
Do you understand the point?
Kun gane abin da nake faɗi?
Now, who do we give to?
Why ne za mu bashi?
Well, you read it for you.
Za mu karanta muku.
Do you get the point now?
Kun gane abin da muke faɗi?
It's in the Bible that was so very, I call it a terrible case I've ever seen.
Akwai wata abu a littafi wanda...
A woman had the last name to prepare and eat herself and her son and die.
Akwai wata mata tana cikin littafi abincin ta na karshe da za ta shirya ta ci da ita da danta su mutu.
God, who knew that was the situation of the woman?
Ubangiji wanda ya san cewa wannan shine halin da matan nan take ciki.
Sent Elijah to go and meet the woman.
Ya aiki Eliya ya je sami wannan mata.
That the woman should take care of him.
Akan matan nan ta kula da Eliya.
God was involved.
Ubangiji ya samu
tantance shi this man of God is a wicked man of God.
Idan zamanin mu ne za a ce ai wannan mutumin Allah na kai.
Why did it
Google?
Why did not God send Elijah to go and meet a wealthy woman?
Me
see this one that just he said the last thing I have is to just prepare now to eat I and my son and die.
Me yasa Ubangiji bai aiki Eliya a wurin matan da take da wadata ba?
Sai
matan da bata da komai?
God say you will not die.
Ubangiji ce bara.
God say he will multiply it.
Ubangiji ce zai riba ban yashi.
Then something happened. Let's read it.
Sai wani abu ya faru.
First Kings chapter 17.
Sarakuna ta daya sura 17.
Read it from verse 7 now.
Mu karanta daga aya 7.
First Kings. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up. Because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Verse 9, quickly, please. Arise, get thee to Sarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman they have to sustain you. God said he commanded somebody that had the last thing to sustain his men. Now look at this. So he arose and went to Sarephath, When he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And the woman opened up. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an armful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering 2 sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barren of me shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barren of me wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which is spake by Elijah. Is that a miracle? Let me say this before you read. Sorry. Let me say this. When God wants to perform miracle,
don open jiji yana so ya nuna wata al'ajibi
with your material resources,
da abin da kake da shi,
he will always need your cooperation.
Kullum zai so hadin kanka.
If this woman has rejected that,
idan matan nan da ta ci,
she will have died of starvation,
da ta mutu cikin yunwa.
But in the day that God brought rain, they were busy. How did God multiply it? You cannot tell. All these astronauts, just obey what he said.
Amada matan and tell the
one. In any terrible situation you will find yourself, you will not die there. I say, in any difficult situation you will ever find yourself from today, God will not allow you to die in that situation.
Cikin duk wata matsala da ka sami kanka, Ubangiji ba zai barka ka mutu cikin wannan damuwa ba a cikin sunan Yesu.
If you look closely into that scripture,
idan ka duba mai kyau cikin wannan aya,
it's very funny something.
Abu ne dai mai mamaki.
If it is our day,
idan da a ce zamanin mu ne yau,
man of God, you know the pity person ne,
abba kai wani irin mutum Allah ne, baka jin tausayin mutum ne.
But God knew that the principle of God,
amma Ubangiji ya san wannan,
is better than the wisdom of men.
To kan Ubangiji ya fi hikiman mutane.
Do you understand the point?
Kun gane abin da nake faɗi?
And if you read the account of this woman, her son died.
Idan kun karanta labarin matan nan, yaron ta ya mutu.
Elijah said, will you allow the son of the woman that you sent to take care of me to die? Something happened.
When abu ya faru,
the son came back to life.
Yaron ya dawo da rai.
Whatever is dead in your life,
duk abin da ya mutu a rayuwanka,
will come back to life.
Sai dawo da rai.
Whatever is dead in your life,
duk abin da ya mutu a rayuwanka,
will come back to life.
Sai
whatever is diminishing in your life,
duk abin da yake sauka a rayuwa,
God will multiply it for you.
Ubangiji zai riba ban yaki.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
A cikin sunan Yesu.
Each time I read that part, I keep thinking.
Lokacin da na karanta wannan aya, nake yi ta tunani.
Today we say this is a wicked prophet of God.
Ah, da zamanin mu ne za a ce wannan
mai
mutum ne, mugu ne shi. Baka san damuwa na ba.
I thought that is the only one.
Ah, na tunani
cewa wannan another wealthy woman appear.
Akwai wata mata mai arziki kuma.
He say, Elijah, Elisha.
Ta ce ya Annabi Elisha.
And brother Gehazi, as you pass today, come and eat.
Kun wuce anan yau, ku zo ku ci abinci.
We don't get money. He said, I say, come.
Sun ce ba mu da kudi, nace a ku zo ku ci abinci.
the edge, the first sign.
Since abin cita parko,
each time they are passing.
Duk lokacin da suna wucewa,
anytime you are passing, please branch here.
Kace duk lokacin da kuna wucewa, ku ratse ku ci abinci.
And when they ate,
da suka ci abinci,
the woman ran to her husband.
Matan ta gudu ta je wurin mai gidan.
I perceived.
Na gane shi.
That this man,
wannan mutumin,
is an only man of God.
Mutum ne.
Let us give him one flat, one room in our house. Let's get him a bed, get him a table, get him a candlestick.
The table.
That anytime he's going, he can branch and have a party nine there. And the husband agreed. Unknowing to them that the barrenness they have recorded with their destiny, that little kindness, that womb, the kindness you'll be showing from now will open the door of greatness unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, if you believe it, shout the loudest amen.
Idan ka gaskanta ka ce amin.
You get the point I'm raising?
Kun gane abin da nake nufi?
Eh? Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 4 quickly.
Mu koma sarakuna ta biyu.
Please, this is a very serious issue.
Wannan abu ne fa.
No.
Ga gasken gaske.
Brona always say, but human being, they love activities. Simple thing that God said, this one is too simple. Let me count the mountain so that they will know that I break a rock before I have breakthrough.
No, sir.
May I tell you the truth now? Your fasting, your prayer is not what made God to do something. God has already done something because of his person. Because he loves you. That's why he done it. Your prayer and fasting cannot move God to do anything. How many of you agree? Yes. I know, but why do we fast and pray? I will tell you another day if I cannot tell you tonight. But prayer and fasting is not what moves God to do something. God has already been moved. God has already done something because he loves you, not because of your prayer and fasting. Agree?
Adu ada azumi paya sa Allah yayi abu amma domin kaunansa ne yakan sa shi yayi abu.
There is a role of fasting and the role of prayer. Am I communicating? But both roles does not move God to do something. God has already been moved. And has already done something. How many of you agree with this? What I'm saying? That's the truth. Are we in 2 Kings chapter 4? Let's read from verse 1.
Sarakuna tempiu sura hudu.
I think it's a very serious matter. Let's just go straight to verse 8. This one will give us this. There are different stories there. Or let's read from verse 1. Sorry. I've never used this one.
Sarakuna tabiu sura hudu.
I know some of you are owing something. You own credit. Some of you own bashi. A woman marry a prophet of God, the man die, left debt behind.
Matata aure anabin Allah ya mutu ya barka da bashi.
So tell you that you can be anointed and be poor.
Anuna maka cewa zaka zama da shafewa kuma zaka zama da talauci.
The glory of God may be upon your life, upon a life, and that life can still be poor if it does not follow the principle of the kingdom.
Zaka iya samun shafewa kuma ka zama da talauci idan baka bi nufin Allah.
Now their cry is certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. He fear God. That you fear God, that doesn't make you to be rich. Is that your Bible? And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what art thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid had not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Material miracle need to be initiated by what to have. Even in the day of Jesus, Jesus could not command food to come. He had to use what the man had. Abi, a lad.
Is that from Al-Ajibi, Yazawurin, Kayakamata, Sede, Canada, Danwani Abu?
Two, five loaves and two fishes. Is that okay?
kurasa biyar da kife guda biyu.
That's what Jesus used now.
Wannan shine abin da Yesu ya yi.
Jesus had the power to say, let heaven be open, let there be spread of food everywhere.
Yesu yana da iko yace sama ta bude kuma abinci ya sauko.
I don't know one thing in that story. When Jesus received the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he lifted up his eyes to heaven, he blessed the food. Jesus did not give to the people directly. He has to give to the disciples, and the disciple has to give to people. Do you notice that? That's why I stand as an example when I started that. I gave him money in order to give. So God positioned you to receive from him so that others can receive.
Allah ya ajiye ka domin ka karba daga wurin sa sai ka bama wasu.
He said, tell them to sit down. They sat down.
Yace musu ku ga musu zauna.
And called the 12 disciples and break it and gave them and say, okay, go and be serving these people. And the more they gave them, the more the thing multiplied. To tell you that God wants to multiply what is in your hands.
Yesu yana so ya riba ban ya abin da yake hannunka.
God wants to multiply what you have right now.
Yesu yana so ya riba ban ya abin da yake hannunka yanzu nan.
We need to understand God's principle.
Ya kamata mu gane kaidodin Allah.
I shouted one night like that. I called him and said, I cannot be poor. I've seen the reality of it. When God confirmed and said, whatever you have in life is not yours. I only give you to take care of it for me. Whoever I instruct you to go and give it to, release it. You are not the owner. And I realized that, okay, poverty don't go for life. As I kill sickness and bury it, so poverty I kill you and bury you.
Kamar yadda na kashe rashin lafiya na binne shi haka talauci ma na kashe shi na binne shi.
A true rich person is the person that many are blessed through him.
Babban mutum mai arziki shine wanda shi ma ya albarkaci wasu.
Is not the one that gather naira and naira decay.
Ba wanda ya tattara kudi wanda har kudi ya zuwa ba.
They thought the money they say has become a dust.
Sun taba kudin sai suka kudin ya ruba.
Any leader that will make Nigeria to suffer will not come to power. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Duk shugaban da zai sa kasan nan su sha wahala ba zai taba hawa karagar mulki ba a cikin sunan Yesu.
There is said, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels borrow not a few. Can you see the principle? This small thing you think you have. For this thing to meet your need, you have to distribute it.
Ya kamata ka rarraba shi.
It has been that principle.
Wannan shine kaida.
But people today, I don't know what happened.
Amma mutane yau ba san me ya faru ba.
They say, kai, if I release this thing I have now, kai.
Suna ce kai idan na bada wannan abin da nake da shi nan kai.
With this economic situation.
A cikin wannan yanayin
da kuke ciki, the best time to sow is when you have little. Yes.
Lokacin da ya kamata ka bayar shi ne lokacin da kana da shi dan kankani.
5 loaves, 2 fishes, 5,000 men eat, egg. Then they gather 12 baskets. 12.
Kurasa biyar da kifi biyu, mutum 5,000 suka ci, har aka tattara sauran.
I fear God the more.
Kondo sha biyu, ka ina jin tsoron Allah.
I give anything out based on my capacity.
Na kan bada abu don bisa ga yanayin karfina.
Do you understand the point?
Kun gane?
Because God will not multiply what is in your hands until it is sown.
Ubangiji ba zai taba riba ba ya abin da yake hannunka ba sai ka bayar.
I calculate something. I have little change in one account. Do you know for 1 year? I don't get gain in 1,000
rupees.
They are deducting it.
Why are they
deducting money? Okay, for the service.
They say,
because they kept it for you.
Hi, Yanwa.
But Jesus said,
Ama Yesu yechi,
whatever you give for his sake and for the kingdom,
you will be
honorable return of our death. I don't know. This thing is very funny. I came to realize that what causes most of these diseases is poverty. Poverty needs to be arrested if you want to arrest other things.
Ya kamata akama talauci.
And when thou hast come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Verse 5. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. Now, do you know Elisha never prayed for this woman? That one you have at home, oh yeah, go and distribute it. He didn't pray.
One day he said, "She ajida oya kijeki iraba mamutani."
Elisha never prayed for that one.
Elisha by mata adua ba.
And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, "Bring me yet a vessel." And he said unto her, "There is not a vessel more," and the oil spilled. Now, the day you close your eyes from releasing what is in your hand, something will close.
The garan da karufe ida anuka daga bayaswa abun da gake da shi nan ba zai sake zuwa ba.
And one of the mistakes we normally make, if I give this brother something now,
idan na ba ma wannan dan uwan wani abu,
I will always expect return from him. No.
Kuma nakan bukaci ya kawo mai daga
wurin. Give something out to this brother now.
Idan ka ba ma wannan dan uwan yanzu.
God may go and call somebody in Lagos to come and give you something.
Ubangiji zai yi magana da wani daga Lagos ya zo ya baka.
It's a law. There is a way it goes.
Wannan ka'ida ne wanda take zagayawa.
This person, car. If I invest on this person, car, nothing will come out. No.
Idan na ba da komai akan wannan kai ba abin da zan samu a daga wurin wannan.
I'll be giving nothing up. You give grudgingly.
Na ita bias wa ban sami riban kowa komai ba.
If you cheerfully, in fact, they don't need to call offering time in your shop before you know that you're going to drop it.
Bai kamata a kira bai ko a masujadanka kafin ka fito ka bias ba. The
if somebody asks to say, "Please, I'm in need of 10,000, and you have the capacity to give 2,000, will it not bless the person?
It don't want you to make any other bukata and dubu goma. Kai kuma kana da dubu biyu ne, bazaka ba ma wannan ba?
Eh? I said something earlier. I said, look.
Na fadi wani abu dazu.
For you to look for people to give to you is not the best. Always have in mind that, Lord, I need something to give to others. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20:35, for it is more blessed to give than to receive. But don't be expecting people to give you. Always be eager to give.
Kada kullum kana sa zuciya mutane su baka amma kai kullum ka zauna da tunanin ba mu mutane.
20:35. Thank you. I have shown you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." It is more blessed to give than to receive. There is no how you will give without receiving.
Babu yadda zaka bayar baka samu ba.
Say poverty is ending in my life today.
Kace talauci ya kare a rayuwa na.
If you have 10,000 naira, you share for 10 people. Would they not know that you are God has blessed you?
Idan kana da dubu goma karaba mu mutane goma ba za su san cewa Allah ya albarkace ka ba.
And I quote something and I caught that and I'll be applying it. When what to have is not enough to meet your need, make it a seed.
Idan abin da kake da shi ba zai biya bukatanka ba.
When work
bias, Allah
is not enough to meet your need, make it a seed.
idan abin da kake da shi ba zai biya bukatan ka ba
make a seed
ubangiji zai mai da shi ya ribaban ya
your seed will definitely meet your need
kwayan hatsin nan da ka shuka dole zai biya bukatan ka
go back to our text where we are reading
mu koma ga ayan mu
there she came and told the man of God and he said go sell the oil and pay thy debt and leave thou and thy children of the rest.
Sai ta ce ma mutumin Allah.
He didn't collect anything.
But
when somebody is teaching you how to become what God ordained your life for, it's not that that person needs your money.
Idan wani yana koya maka yadda zaka zama da rayuwanka ba wai yana koya maka ka bashi wani abu bane.
But there's something you need.
Amma akwai wani abu mai muhimmanci.
Verse 8 now.
Ayatakos.
And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. What is the meaning of constraint? She persuaded. The man doesn't want to eat. He said, please, if you have counted me faithful, cry. Under the old covenant.
Ta nace cewa sai bawan Allah ya rata ya ci abincin nan.
But in the new covenant now.
Amma a sabon alkawali.
If I told you, you won't tell the person eat.
Idan ka gaya ma mutumin ma ya ci.
And the person there say, ah, no, they say, oh, thank you, thank you.
Ya ce, ah, na gode, na gode.
In your heart, you have been saying, Lord, don't let me respond.
Domin a cikin zuciyarka ma tun kafin ka faɗa ma kana addu'a ya Allah ka sa kar ya ci.
Ai. She constrained him to eat bread.
She tied
now. So it was. As often as he passed by, he turned in Peter to eat bread. Mark that passage in your Bible. Mark it. That passage. Did brother prophet Elisha, did they ask him to give me food?
Annabi Elisha roki matan ta bashi abinci ya ci ne?
Answer me now. No, he beg of it.
Yaro kani.
Did Elijah need the woman help?
Elisha yana bukatan taimakon matan ne?
Who need help from one another?
Why ne yake da neman taimako daga dan uwansa? Ba matan ne ba?
And she said unto her husband,
sai ta ga mai gidanta.
Now,
yanzu
I perceive.
Na gane.
That this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually.
Na gane cewa wannan mutumin bawan Allah ne, wanda yana wucewa a nan kullum.
You know one thing that has touched me about giving.
Kusan abin da ya taba ni daga bayan
su as he said, learn to entertain strangers. For so many have entertained angels unknowingly.
It has been said, "Kukoi maratam ba'i." Tahaka ne wasu zulu.
Remember,
maratu malaiku.
Ah, time is, you know, permit me, but let me see.
Ah, look at you.
Do remember that when it was time for Abraham.
Kuntu na chewan look at Abraham
for the fulfillment of Isaac to come to pass.
Do you
remember that it was three angels that met Abraham outside?
That's because Abraham
and Abraham begged them.
Abraham yaro kesu.
They should please enter the house. And he persuaded them to wait.
Yaro kesu.
Don't Allah. He will prepare something for them to eat.
Don't know when
after persuasion they waited, they ate. They didn't say anything when they enter. It was when they have finished eating.
Bayan sun gama cinye abinci.
Where is Sarah thy wife?
Sai suka tambaya inane ita Saratu.
According to the time of life.
Bisa ga wannan lokaci.
By this time of next season,
kama wannan lokacin,
she shall embrace a son.
Zata dauki da.
Sarah laughed.
Sarah to tie daya.
It was impossible.
Tana tunanin ba zai
yi ba. And the response is, is there anything to ask for God?
Sai suka ce akwai wani abu da ba zai yi ba da Allah.
So, the statement was that Surely, I will surely return. That was the statement. Do you know when I read my Bible, when you finish chapter 18 of Genesis, by the time you step into 19, the three angels left Abraham's house. When you get to chapter 19, only two angels enter. Where is the one? Surely I will return. Do you know if Abraham does nothing that day, despite the fact that God has promised him, that promise will not come to pass at that season.
I beg you,
let the promise of God come to fulfillment in your life.
You
read that passage very well. The moment God just prompts you, bless this person. Don't say it tomorrow. I'm not talking of philanthropy, you know, for the Christmas kind of something. Do something, just do
it.
You know, it's serious.
Oh my God.
If we are to read that passage, you will see what I'm saying.
They
are going to Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy the city. And she began to intercede. But when you get to chapter 19, only two of them. The question I asked, where is the other one? But I now remember that he said, surely I will surely return unto thee. No wonder it was written that Isaac was the type of Jesus. May God give you laughter. What your mate has accomplished is as if your mate has gone ahead of you. I tell you tonight, God will give you speed. It has happened in the Bible. Ahab climbed the horse and he was going, running. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Elijah. And he ran. I said, your mate, your contemporary, your mate that you thought they have gone ahead in achievement before. From now, as we enter into this principle of the kingdom, you will overtake them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Is it possible? Please, do you understand the Bible now? Now, the pattern we are taking, please have your seat, let me read it. Let us make a little chamber, and I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in Jesus. Did he do? If we read a little further, he now says, Gehazi, come.
Yes, Gehazi.
This woman that I've been taking care of, what do you think she needs? And I
love
Gehazi that day. Bad boy, have a good day. You see?
Quiet at the Ramesh.
Since you have been coming here.
Yes, to look at the moon as well.
He's shy. He saw where that day. He didn't see money that day. And Elisha said, call her.
So Elisha said,
has the Lord lived
it?
By this time of next year, you will embrace his son. And it came to pass. Excuse me. That word, by this time of next year, where was he when the woman was passing before? Your gift can pull something from God. There are some times, your gift. The gift of a man make a way for him and bring him before gift.
Yes, it's your time to make a kaoshi agaban sarapuna.
This is the key to access.
Payerwa mabudene.
There are some certain places that you cannot enter ordinarily, but your gift will qualify you to enter.
Akwe wosuburare da baraka iye shiga haka ba.
I'm not talking about Bible. What you genuinely sow,
abinda ta bayar daga
zuciyarka. No. Oh yeah.
Tabbacece
But you know, sometimes I don't know how we just have embraced nothing that. If we read it very well, the woman conceived and gave birth. Do you know one thing? Satan now came and stuck the child there.
Idan mun karanta mai kyau matan nan ta yi ciki har ta haihu amma shedan yazo yayi wani abu.
The woman carried the child and go and put it on the bed of Elisha. Said, look, let me kuku, everything will stop here.
Matan ta dauki yaron ta je ta jefa shi a garon Elisha.
Elisha, I mean Gehazi.
Gehazi.
Brother Gehazi.
Dan uwa Gehazi.
He saw clearly.
Ya gani mai kyau.
But he has no power.
Amma bai da iko.
You know what? When Elisha gave the
mantle
to him. The woman said, no way. The woman heard the man leg. He said, let Gehazi be good. I'm not leaving you. Because I sense that this one, Kai, nothing will come out. And he went there, he laid it. He didn't happen, he carried it again. He said, he said, nothing happened. Elijah said, no problem. You stay outside. Do you know where he now? When Elisha had to enter and pray for that child, Gehazi was outside. Do you know to do everything? They didn't enter together. That's why he never got the understanding of how to heal his raise the dead. He only raised money. The devil saw the child dead to death. You know, do I not tell you that day that, look, do I not tell you don't deceive me?
Now I'm going to show you karaka rudeni.
And he said, Elisha said, and the Lord did not show me. Not every challenge you have that God will show your past.
Elisha yace kuma Allah bai nuna mini ba. Ba kowane damuwa da kake da shi da Allah zai nuna ma pastor ka ba.
Solution can still come through him. He came when he said, and the Lord hide it from him.
Ya dawo yace Ubangiji ya boye mini.
No we stand.
Ba da jimawa ba.
He came.
Ya zo.
He lying on the child.
Ya kwanta akan yaron.
He breathed on the child.
Ya hura numfashinsa akan yaron.
And the child's place.
Yaron ya yi gesa.
I walk now. Say, madam?
I say, madam.
Don't think that woman and the husband will leave this world. Would they forget that, ma?
Kana tunanin matan can da mai gidanta har su bar duniya za su manta da Elisha?
A giver.
Mai payaswa.
Even in time of trouble.
Ko a lokacin damuwa.
You will be out of it.
Sai sami makubuta.
A shafu.
Da farin
ciki. Not grudgingly.
Amma ba wai da bakin ciki ba.
Of necessity.
Ko kuma da tozartawa ba.
God loveth a shafu giver.
Domin Ubangiji yana kaunar mai bayarwa da zuciya.
I don't know whether God is talking to you.
Ba san ko Allah yana magana da kai ba.
How will I come out of this debt?
Ya zan fita daga wannan bashi?
Why not trust God?
Ka gaskanta Allah.
What it remains?
Abin da ya rage.
I'm going to honor you with it.
Zan daukaka ka da shi.
And trust you.
Dan gaskanta ka.
Because you are my source.
Domin kai ne mai tanadawa na.
Title simply means God is my source. You understand my point?
Zaka yana nuna cewa Ubangiji shine mai tanadawa.
Maybe by next week we share you another powerful testimony that has come to us.
Watakila sati mai zuwa za mu gaya muku al'ajibin da Ubangiji ya
mana. How did it happen? It has actually happened.
Za ku yi ta mamaki cewa ta yaya ya faru? Ya riga ya faru.
We see it again when we say this is what has happened.
Za ku gani cewa wannan shine abin da ya faru.
No giver will become no receiver.
To wonder by a by
give, and it shall be given unto you. Give and it shall be given unto you.
Kabayas kemansa abata.
Anyone that is giving is multiply what he has.
To wonder ike bias wa yena riba by abunde ike the shini.
Are we together?
Munatari?
They are not answering.
Bapa amsawa.
Please, am I offending you?
Namu kule vini.
Please forgive me if I'm offending you.
Don Allah ku ya fe mini idan na muku.
I am not.
Amma na ga sun ta cewa ba muku.
I wish I would have just sit only you down to preach this message to you for 3 hours.
Na so da na miki ke wazi ke kadai ne na awa uku.
Yes. She can be too service. Where are we? Okay, may I ask you a question?
Paran tambaye ka.
Mary Magdalene.
Mariamu Magdalia.
No, Peter is the first apostle. And he remained the first. Jesus confronted him.
I
enter your house.
Na shiga gidanka.
You didn't give me water to wash my feet.
Baka bani ruwa an wanke kafa na ba.
This woman,
wannan matan,
carried the best oil she had.
Man da
take it on my leg.
Ta zuba kan kafa
na. Use her ear.
Ta yi amfani da gashin ta.
To wipe it off.
Is that this
woman?
Wannan kaga wannan matan.
Things are many.
Zunubanta na da yawa.
They are forgiven her.
Amma duka Ubangiji ya gafarta mata.
That woman didn't climb Monday.
Once a matam, but the Zetai Azuliba.
No, she didn't follow Jesus to the Mount of Transfiguration.
But
yes, Jesus was raised from the dead, she was the first person to see him. I believe God, Jesus remembered her gift. That's why he appeared to her first.
Nagas Kantayesu Yatunada Abunda Tabayar Shiafa Yafara Bayana Awarenta.
But Jesus said something.
Yes, yes, I
will. Whenever the gospel will be preached, what this woman has done will be remembered. If you read the Bible anywhere,
duk lokacin da za a yi wazi abinda matan nan ta yi dole za a tuna da shi.
Do you know the reason why many pastors are poor?
Kun san dalilin da yasa wasu masu bisharun mutum na talauci?
They tell their members to give but they are not giving. They too they don't give.
Suna gaya ma membobin su su bayar amma su ba sa bayarwa.
Kawo apostle feet.
No,
you too should be a giver.
Ku kawo a kafan manzani amma kuma ku zama masu bayarwa.
Do you remember in this commission two vehicles has gone? As a gift, as a seed.
Constant chewa a wanna wearing motochi would have you sent me.
I'm all with the go.
Kuma dayawa kuma la musake to send us.
Forget it all.
Kuman tava.
The only secret I saw is a covenant.
Spirit the Nagani Shine.
Covenant always involves two persons. No, this is the truth.
Look.
I will soon
handle.
But I want you to know.
Amanda so kugani.
If we understand this,
itanza kugani when
I put them to practice.
Kuma kui amfani this
on a daily basis.
Ko wacharana.
You will be surprised what God, where God will take you to.
Zaa kui mamaki in the Allah zai daga.
You get the point?
Kuna jambo na neke kama.
I'm saying the more I give, the more I receive.
Mutin na bayar, mutin na kitam.
Which day was that? I was just. You know, the way I normally send the charge card out.
Ako ne rana kama yada dina kan tura card.
I'll just say you know the way I normally send it out. I didn't say one rana I send it out. I say I used to send it out.
Eh kama yada na kan tura card.
No more than two times.
Kasan chos fiyada so biu.
They have sent the charge card 10,000.
An tura man card fiyada dubu goma.
I don't know the day.
Basan rana ba.
That the shakat is a sustaining myself.
The kati yakari achin wayana.
Just meeting. You know what?
One nan zezo yasami wana.
Whatever a maso, you will eat.
Dick abunda mutiye shuka,
you will eat.
She's a girl. Edanka shuka kati, zaka girbi kati.
And if you sow money,
edanka shuka kudi, zaka girbi kudi.
Don't so Richard can still I'm believing God for a car. Na lie. Na.
Karka shuka kati kache ina roko Allah ya bani mota. Baza taba zuwa.
Do you know what? Whatever he said, don't be deceived. Do not be deceived. For whatever a man so.
Yete kar arude ku duk abunda mutun ya shuka shi zai.
This is reality. This is principle of it. We practice that.
Wannan shine tabbaci mu mun
why are we born enough to preach and to let talk to people about giving and receiving because I approve it and I'm still proving it every day.
Abin da yasa zan ga ma mutane daga
ba no one area
game da ba su shine ni ma na yan
fa in the area of giving and receiving we are coming. I say if it is only men of God I will be giving to I'm okay. Don't know this first time I saw in the Bible.
Farkon lokacin da na gani a cikin littafi.
That I wish above all things that thou prospering and being healthy in myself. As I read further, I realized that one of the keys that led to that is that preachers, when you are sowing to the life of preachers, it will happen. I saw it, I said, are you mean it?
It don't kind of
somebody quote Philippians chapter 4 verse 19.
I do quote it.
My God shall supply
all my need.
You don't need to quote it. You don't need quoting. do what they did.
Mutum na wane suna amfani da wannan ayan Filibiya sura 4 aya 19.
Let me just go a little.
Na ciki ne mo.
Let me go a little. Now, I was on an hour 20 minutes. Hallelujah. Now, I'm left with 20. Is it 20 minutes or 10 minutes?
Sora minti 19 ko?
Okay, 15 minutes. Okay, let me show you this. Okay. Philippians chapter 1.
Filibiya sura 4
verse 3.
Sura 1 aya
3. You see something there. Philippians. Some of you have gone to Jericho and come back to Jordan. You are welcome. I say you are welcome. I know in your sleep as you are going deeper, it's my voice you are hearing. Look at what
he
said. Glory to God. In fact, I salute your calling for coming to this, inside this bush like this. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your labor, Lord, will never be in vain. One of the proof of the anointing is that if we are inside bush and people come, you know that.
Tabbacin shafewa shine ko kana cikin daji ma mutane za su zo.
Don't worry. But before the end of this year, you see a powerful hall.
Kar ku damu kafin karshen shekara nan za ku ga
daukakan Allah. Powerful, anything you can, you will see there.
Abubuwa ma su kyau dai, abubuwa dai wanda za ku
yi kirgawa. Before the end of this year.
Kafin karshen wannan shekara. Ku ce amin.
That time you cannot enter AC and AC and AC.
A wancan lokacin za ku shiga cikin raba, cikin raba, cikin raba.
Nobody can stop it. It's already.
Babu wanda zai tsayar da shi.
In fact, some of you will give your office. This is your office.
What's in Kumazaku Barovizuku Zaku Dana Kutanji of
conditions? This is your office. Before the end of this year.
Kafun Kashawana Shekhar.
Now, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Very, very powerful. Do you notice that when you get to like verse 7, you will see that when you get to verse 7 and they say, you are partaker of my grace. He's saying something. Let me tell you, a man of God, you sow your material resources to. His grace will partake. That is number two.
Duk bawan Allah da ka bashi abin da ke naka.
Let's go.
Alherin da yake kansa zai same ka.
Chapter 4 quickly.
Sura 4
from verse 10.
Aya 10.
Fast.
Yesauri.
But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again. Wherein you were also careful, but ye lack opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere, and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Verse 14 quickly. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with me with my affliction. Now, ye Philippians, look at the key. Now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, that's its own ministry. When I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. It means even when Brother Paul is no longer in Philippians, they are still sending. They are looking for a way to meet his need. Ah. May that be your own testimony. They didn't answer me. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Can you say my God shall supply my how many? Let me go a little further. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Not that the man of God needs your money, but there's something you need.
Let me tell you one thing.
Provider is not man that called that man. The God that called him will supply his need.
Muddin tunda ba dan adam ne ya kira wancan bawan Allah ba Allah da ya kira shi zai tana da
me I tell you something now
baran ga muku wani abu
before that man of God know you as if be existing
kafin bawan Allah nan ya sanka yana nan tunda
I don't know but to me ho
a wuri na
I have learned something
na koyi wani abu
Lord whoever you want me to minister to don't let them pass me by
duk wanda kake so musu wazi kar su ka bar su su wuce ni
look at verse 4
The one that catches so,
but I have all
and
abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which we were saying, from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. But my God, can you say, but my God? In Ephesians, not but my God. In Colossians, Thessalonians, only Philippians. Excuse me, whatever a maso.
Duk abinda mutum ya shuka shi zai girbe.
But my God,
amma ubangiji na
shall supply all your. Okay, since you have been quoting it, did they work? Do what they did. You don't need to quote it if it comes.
Kayi abinda wayannan mutanen suka yi.
Wave your hands to the Lord.
Ko daga hannayen ku ma Allah.
Kai. Hallelujah.
Mu yabi Yesu.
I say hallelujah.
Na ce mu yabi Yesu.
Finally.
A karshe.
You are all indebted to your pastors and to everyone that feeds you spiritually. Do you hear what I say? Did you answer me? Every one of us, we are indebted to our pastors. We are indebted to any spiritual leader that feeds the spiritual thing. If we forget anything in this way, don't forget this one. God ordained
it.
Galatians chapter 6.
Galatians surah Shida.
Verse 6.
Ayah Shida.
And 7.
Zuwa bakwai.
Look at what he said.
Do you have any idea?
Let him
Barishi
that is taught
Wandaka Koya Masa
in the world
a chicken kalman
communicate unto him
Yabashi Wanda
that teacheth him
Yakoye the sheep
in all good things.
Chicken dukan
over the Bible. Who says so?
Why Yafada Haka? Ubangiji.
You see?
Kungani?
But not the one you give grudgingly.
It is
the one you understand and you do it what? Cheerfully. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. The person that preached to you, is he God? No. He's a man.
Why
did he go to God in the next verse?
Be
not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sower, that shall he also reap.
Duk abinda mutum ya shuka shi zai girbe.
For he that sower to his flesh,
shall of the flesh
risk corruption. But he that sower to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life. Everlasting.
You can now interpret now. She one day shook at our jiki, they give at our jiki. She one day shook at our rufu, they give at our rufu, Umahar Abed.
It doesn't matter how little it looks like. Based on your capacity, based on what you have, not based on what you don't have. Don't remember that since for the past 20, maybe 20 or 25 or 30 years, you have been attending church. If you have been sowing little to you will have been.
Shekaru ishirin da biyar da suka shige idan da kana bayarwa kadan da yanzu kai girma cikin bayan
sa usai so
why ya fada haka
I say usai so
why ne ya fada haka ubangiji
who did that work came to meet
wannan kalmar ya zo wurin waye ne a wuri na
time will not permit me, I will have opened it again and again, different.
Look at you, Bazay Bamu Dama Bada, now put a muku dabam dabam dabam.
All the places where we have been, did he say, either pray to reap, shall reap.
The good are then the muka karataya, the two one day, Adwa.
Say January 1st, you have been fasting now, Lord, every cash million. Abi? That prayer is channeling to a different place. Recall. Do what? Say giving and receiving.
Which is bias
where there is giving,
in that there
will be, that shall be receiving. Where there is no giving, there will be no receiving.
In the Babu bias wa Babu kumasamu.
It's serious. It's serious. It has helped us, it's still helping us.
Because
sometimes we didn't share all this testimony, they thought that maybe these people are doing some ritual.
No. When look at Shiva Manuna Gojana Kuna Gamaway and Nasuna Bani the Magarine.
He came here one day, started asking me questions, said, look, we don't anywhere you go offering basket, this, that. Ah, you doing all that? And I said, there is only one secret I know. It's the secret of sowing and reaping. That very day. He sent 5,000 to me there, right there. He said, day that they are collecting in like a contribution. He said, they didn't even understand, they didn't experience something. I said, it's just a matter of understanding. When the people get the understanding straightened, they will do it willingly. Because, I'm sorry to say this. Most of the offering they give in the churches today, to those who don't understand, they give it grudgingly. They give it out of necessity. He said, no, he has to be what? Willingly. And he has to be cheerful.
You want him to buy a son that Anahi Amasujadumu?
Hey, didn't you answer me again? You know when they say, offering time, do you know how you do?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, anytime
they say offering time, you shout.
Mutum na wannan idan ta lokaci ne na bayan sa kuna ihu
when is the offering time hallelujah that is the time I'm not going to do that is it not because it's just no they forget everything they will not forget this one no
na ta lokaci bayan sa sai fara guna guni da in sun manta da wani abu ma ba za su manta da bayan sa wannan
in the name of Jesus Christ
amen
you are blessed of the Lord
amen
the word you have heard will produce his fruit in your life
amen
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever things that need to arise in your life as a result of giving, in the name of Jesus Christ, you will be connected to it.
Amen.
You will not offend God anymore through your giving.
Amen.
Your giving will be true cheerfulness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your poor days are over forever.
Amen.
Your poor days are over forever.
Amen.
Your sick days are over forever.
Amen.
Anyone with any iota of sickness and disease in your body, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare you healed.
Amen.
I declare you speedy recovery.
Amen.
God wants you where you will be where.
Amen.
You will live a sound and healthy life.
Amen.
All the days of your life.
Amen.
You will not allow what to give.
Amen.
You will never allow what to give.
Amen.
You will never allow what to give.
Amen.
the power to resemble the Almighty God who created you is a giver, is a release upon you right now.
Amen.
Grace of giving.
Amen.
Is released upon you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Wave your hands to the Lord and say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.